Hello, hello. Welcome back to How to Learn a Language. I'm Lindsay of Lindsay Does Languages, your host for this show. And I'm so excited to share with you today what I have to share with you. In a nutshell, Language Life has reopened. Lots of exciting updates. I'm going to tell you about everything in this episode so you are fully in the loop. And yeah, would love to have you join us. Visit lindsaydoeslanguages.com/LL. That will tell you everything that you need to know. And if you do have any questions, anything you're wondering, stick with me because I'm going to explain everything right now in this episode. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to answer lots of questions, some of which I've already had come through about Language Life and what it's like and all of that stuff. So we're going to get to that. But first of all, I do want to just share why I made this program in the first place. And the real reason is that I knew there were a lot of great language resources out there, right? But from my experience as a learner myself, I also knew that there was something no one was really talking about as much, and that's how to learn a language. And that might seem simple at first. You might think, oh, well, that's easy. It's just like how to swim or how to ride a bike. And like, yeah, if you think that that's what it is, then fine. Maybe this isn't for you. But if you actually want to go deeper and learn languages better, then understanding the fundamentals of how language learning works and how we actually learn languages, and also understanding more about yourself and therefore how you can learn languages better, is just a crucial part of the whole kind of jigsaw puzzle of your own language learning. And so the more that I thought about this, the more I knew that this was a big missing piece to so many people's language learning. And I knew as well that it had to be more than just an online course, right? I've got some self-study courses and mini courses and things like that available, and they're great if you already have that sort of motivation and drive to get in there and actually learn from it, right? But I know that for some people that isn't always there in the first place, or if it is there, right, and you know, if it is and you do have that, well, yeah, I know how to like get stuff done on my own, then that's great. But then you do a course like that and you come up against questions inevitably, and when it's completely self-study and the host essentially is just not present, it can be a bit like, oh, well, I'm out here on my own now. Now what do I do, right? You end up then resorting to Google, getting 17 different possibilities, and it's just, ugh, overwhelm and exhaustion and, ugh, what's the point, right? So I knew it had to be more than just a self-study thing, just an online course. And so to get real results with Language Life, I knew that we needed to combine self-study curriculum, human support, and regular practice. And that regular practice is really key as well, because this is something that you do alongside your language learning. This is something that exists in parallel, right? As you learn stuff in Language Life, you put it directly into practice with your language learning, and it then kind of complements each other as you go forward. And so that is why Language Life exists. That's why this was born as a program back in 2020. And since then, there's been some changes and some adjustments and updates to the program that I think, although I'm probably a little bit biased, but I think are for the better. And so I'm going to tell you a bit more about that. But we're going to get into some questions. The first one that I have that you may be wondering is, well, who is the best fit for Language Life? And Language Life is designed with ambitious people in mind who have already learned one or more additional languages before. You've already started language learning. Generally, that is the kind of person who joins Language Life. And it's also people who are always open and willing to try new things, to understand more about how language learning works, right? If you're feeling kind of closed mind and sort of, dare I say it, a little bit arrogant about the whole thing, like, oh yeah, I know what I'm doing, it's all totally fine, then it's probably not the best place for you, right? I'm not going to sugarcoat this and be like, it's for everyone. everybody, right? That's not true. If you aren't willing to kind of be open to exploring new ideas here, it ain't gonna work, right? You've got to be open and wanting to explore a bit. But that said as well, like, you know, I said that a lot of people have already started language learning. Maybe they've got a couple that they've studied, right? If you're listening to this and you're learning your first language, don't be put off by this. You know, whatever stage you're at with a language, Language Life will help you get better at the process and then in turn lead to better progress. So any language, any level, right? That's the overall language requirement, but there is no requirement there. But the requirement is that you are ambitious, you're open and willing to try new things. And if that sounds like you, keep listening. You're in the right place. So that's who it's for, but what actually is it? Right? So I've mentioned that self-study curriculum, human support and feedback, and regular practice. What does that entail exactly? How does this all combine together? So when you enroll on Language Life, I'm going to give you the full specifics here. So you've got everything, all the details. You get the 12 module self-study curriculum video lessons, 3 lessons per module, an average of 1 hour per module, so about 12 hours. You get the 12 module documents and workbooks in Google Docs, super easy to access, copy and edit for yourself. You get access to the Language Life Question Bank private podcast feed. So now we begin to talk about that human support. And this I'm really excited about. So we used to have live calls in Language Life. And, you know, as time went on and I guess like also as COVID changed and became less lockdowny, I noticed that like this wasn't the easiest thing for people to fit into their calendars because they've already got like 3 other Zoom meetings for work that day. And then they've got to catch up with their friends on Skype in the evening or time zones get in the way. And so that it's really tricky to make live calls like really work and really, really impactful for everyone. And I was really thinking about how I prefer to take stuff in. And if I'm joining a program, what do I look for? And honestly, when I see, if I'm thinking about joining something and I see, oh, there's live calls, I kind of skip past that. And I think, well, I'm not going to, probably not going to be able to attend. So I'll just ignore that bit. And I probably, you know, if I get to go, it's a bonus, right? So I was kind of ignoring that for myself. And I realized, well, there must be a better way because I still want to make sure that you have a space where you're getting your questions answered and that that space is better than live calls. And so the way that we've done this is with our private podcast feed. So you can subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, via RSS, wherever you get podcasts. And if you don't listen to podcasts, no problem. There's still like a key sort of URL link on a web browser. We have our question bank where it's all linked to access those links and to the transcripts as well. And you submit your questions, unlimited questions, I may add, unlimited. So as many questions as you have, when they come up, get them in, right? And I will answer your questions, one question per episode, so that you have a really easy reference guide to check back in on and to listen on the go, to listen when you're on the commute, when you're washing up, when you're going for a walk, when you're walking the dog, all of these different things that we're doing, right, that we can be bringing this part of Language Life into. So, like I say, really, really excited to bring this to you as an alternative, as a better alternative to lots of Zoom links on your calendar, right? We don't want that. Then, also in terms of human support, once a month, by the way, I should add, and we'll talk more about this in a minute, all this support direct with me, right? I'm not going to be like, hey, let me kind of sell you on this program and join this program and then I disappear. No, absolutely not. This is me. This is Lindsay Does Languages. I'm the one giving the human support, okay? So if you listen to the podcast, if you read the blog articles on my website and you like kind of me and my style of talking about language, then this is for you. Another element then of that human support, your personal monthly feedback. So every month you very quickly, very simply have a quick review and set some goals going forward. And I'll give you some personal feedback on that so that you know, you can be sure you're going in the right direction. Any kind of questions? There's been moments where I've given some monthly feedback and people have like then got back to me and like, oh, you said that thing and you asked that question in the feedback and it really, really got me wondering. And yeah, you're right. I do, I can't remember the example, but you know, so it really does, it's thought provoking stuff, right? It's not just like, hey, well done, very nice. Like it's personal feedback from me to you. And then you have your language life milestones. So this is your chance to earn rewards, including extra one-on-one time throughout your time in the program. With the milestones, think of, you know, when you set a language goal and it's like, okay, I'm going to be fluent in Spanish, let's say. I know that if you're listening to this, that's not your language goal because you're better than that. I understand. But that's a broad example. And that is so far away that what you need, it's like that goal is on the other side of a really fast flowing river. And so if you try and just get to that goal straight away, whoosh, down the river you go, right? It's not going to work. So you need like stepping stones, right? You need milestones. You need smaller goals to be achieving along the way to get to that big goal. And that's what these milestones are all about. It's about giving you something that you can be continually aiming for and working towards and feeling good about with rewards. Yes. Very, very excited about that with the milestones. Okay, then that regular practice. So what does the regular practice look like? Well, it looks like 7 weekly prompts to inspire writing and speaking practice. I'm really excited about these because they are different to how we've done this before. So I've updated this from 1 weekly prompt to 7, and they're different styles. So you have some word style prompts, you have some image, some video, lucky dip prompts as well. We've had some really fun ones of those so far. And with these 7 prompts, the idea is that you don't have to do all of them, but you could do one every single day to get writing, to get speaking, to get producing the language, which, as you know, is always much more difficult than reading, than listening, than consuming. Actually producing the language is that bit much more difficult. And with the prompts, it's that little nudge to just get you practicing. And these work, by the way, for any language. We have a sort of workshop recording, if you like, that guides you through how to use any prompt at any level. So if you think, whatever, shut up, Lindsay, there's no way that there's like 7 prompts a week that are going to work for me and my language at my level, I promise you there will be something that will spark a little inspiration and that will get you going. So there's that training on how to do this that you can take in day one when you join Language Life to really get the ball rolling on things there with the prompts. And then there's the Language Life challenges. So again, to promote that regular practice, you get 6 monthly challenges that also lead to rewards because they form part of those milestones. So I won't say too much about that, but these challenges are designed to inspire a little bit of language learning, to discover a bit of culture, to really explore the language in a wider sense. And again, like the prompts, perfect for any language, any level. Like it's one of the things I'm most proud about is that this works across the board, right? Like I say, the core thing of who Language Life is for, because I know that when I say, oh, it's for any language, any level, that feels like, well, it's for no one if it's for everyone. But like I say, it's really for people learning any language at any level, but people who are ambitious with it, who are open and willing to try new things and to understand more, and who really love languages and value that part of their life and want to get better at it, want to take it further. So there's more. Oh, but there's more. So that's what you get inside Language Life. That's kind of the core of everything. There's a few other things that you'll see when you join, but that's the bulk of it, right? With the self-study curriculum, the human support, and the regular practice. But right now, if you're listening to this in time, so if you're listening to this before the 30th of May 2023 at 8 a.m. UK time, you get some amazing bonuses when you join right now. Number one, you get 2 one-on-one support weeks. So how does this work? A week, you say, a week. Well, like I said, Zoom calls now, having to sit down at the same time and find a time, right? And balance time zones and all of that stuff isn't always easy. And I want this to be something that is accessible across the world, across time zones, right? And so that's why with the one-on-one support, this extra bonus, it is asynchronous support, right? Which means that we don't need to be in the same place at the same time, okay? So we meet on a tool called Voxer. We meet for 2 separate weeks, right? So you could book one at the very beginning of your time in Language Life, book your other at the end of your time in Language Life, and kind of bookend the whole experience with some direct support. And what it is from 9 a.m. on a Monday till 4 p.m. on a Friday, I will be checking my messages in my working hours, responding to you as much as needed, and really answering those one-on-one questions. You know, you might have a question that you feel, oh, I don't want to submit this one to the question bank. It feels too personal. It feels too specific. Like, but I still kind of want to know. I want to get some thoughts on this. I want to really just like say it out loud. All of that stuff, that's what these one-on-one support weeks are all about and what they're for. So you've got 2 of those, which is huge, like, you know, to sell these, which hopefully I'll be like listing these soon, as easily $1,000 value for those 2 weeks. Easy. And so that's a pretty big bonus. There's another very personal bespoke bonus as well, and that is your personal resource guide. So this is, you know how I have the free list, the ultimate list of resources, and recently I made the podcast list. There's like 800 podcasts on there for like over 100 languages, right? Huge resource sort of collections. Well, I understand that that can be a lot. It can be overwhelming. So with your personal resource guide, I curate resource suggestions to avoid overwhelm for you. So you can really focus in on what is going to bring you the results that you want and that you need. And this happens based on, you know, when you join, we have an intake form to help me get to understand you and where you're at and all of that stuff. And you know, from that and from getting to know you in those first that first week or so, I will then be curating your personal resource guide for, by the way, for unlimited languages, right? So that's just something worth mentioning, right? It's not copy and paste like, oh well, if this is what you need for French, this is also what you need for Spanish. No, I completely understand that learning one language is not the same as learning another. Like, where you're at with each is different. And so the whole thing completely curated for you by me. And finally, the third bonus that you get when you join right now is the everything bundle. So this is all the products I have for language learners. So from successful self-study, 100 creative ideas, the planner, vibrant vocab, music maestro, watch and learn, everything is yours when you join Language Life. Right now, that is your third bonus. So yeah, that is the detailed version of everything that you get when you enroll today. But if we think beyond that and we think forward of like, okay, well, you know, after you've taken everything in and your time in Language Life comes to an end, what do you get then? You get like the strongest sense of confidence moving forward for life, because what we do together in Language Life isn't just, okay, we meet for the time we're together and then goodbye, now you're off on your own and that's it. Like, this is stuff that you can take with you. And not only is this stuff that you will take with you for a lifetime of language learning, this is in many, many cases, the stuff that we learn, especially in that curriculum, it's transferable skills. These are things that will improve basically every area of your life, your work, your home, your health, your happiness. Like, everything here is just so fundamental and important. And like I say, not talked about enough. That's why Language Life exists. So yeah, there's, you know, more than just what happens and the specifics of what you get on day one when you join. There's so much lasting impact with this. Okay, next question. I've joined things like this before and been disappointed. How much support will I get from Lindsay? Now, I've abbreviated this question a bit because this is one that someone emailed me before Language Life opened, actually, and was like, oh yeah, I'm curious, but I know I've joined, and they said what they had joined and who it was from, etc. So like I say, I've abbreviated this slightly, but the essence is there. So I've joined a language thing before, I've been disappointed, and in particular they were disappointed by how much the host, shall we say, was involved in the support and in the program. So the question being, how much support will you get from me? And I, you know, when I read this email, I was so downhearted because I completely understand. I've had this myself where I've been so disappointed with some purchases in the past too. And there's really nothing worse, you know. I was in many years ago now, I joined a membership thinking, yeah, this is going to be really cool. And the host just was not present at all. It really, really sucked. So I just want to really reassure you that this is me, Lindsay, hello, behind all of this. There's no team. And even if there were a team in the future, like, I'm going to be the person doing the human support. I'm going to be the person that is having that support and interaction with you, because it's Lindsay does languages, right? It's me putting my face on this business. I'm not then going to disappear and leave you with another coach that you've never met before the actual program. Like, that really sucks. That's not cool. So yeah, just wanted to reassure you that all personal monthly feedback, one-on-one check-ins for each module, milestone gifts, additional human support within the program, all provided directly by me. So if you're thinking of joining Language Life because you want to work with me, which, you know, would be a fair assumption if you're listening to this podcast with me, then rest assured, that's what you get. Okay, next question. How much time will it take for me to see results? See, I love this question because, like I say, Language Life is for ambitious language learners, people who want results, right? And the thing is as well, like, what one of the things that we really do is we look at in the beginning the goals and expectations and self-compassion and all of that stuff that is going to help you to better acknowledge and track and clock those results that you're making. So that's the first thing. But second, in terms of your, like, direct language results, right? If you dig into the weekly prompts right away, then the answer to this question is right away. You'll start to see results right away because you'll be writing, speaking, producing more of that language from the very, very beginning. And you have the opportunity to do that with Language Life every single day because we've got 7 weekly prompts. So there is that opportunity there to start to see results every day, those incremental increases. And if it's writing, if it's speaking, you can be very easily keeping track of that. And, you know, I'll be honest, I don't know about you, but without a little nudge of inspiration, I don't write or speak as much as I'd like to, or as much as, quote unquote, I think I should, right, when I'm studying languages. And so the prompts are that nudge. The prompts are that inspiration. And the more that you use the prompts to practice writing and speaking, the sooner you'll start to see results directly with your language. And of course, as you take in the curriculum, if you keep learning languages at the same time, then you're able to put everything you learn into practice right away. So those those results are going to be start being instant, and they're going to be continually incremental throughout your time working together. Okay, how is Language Life different from other things out there? Genuinely, Language Life is unlike anything that I've seen available to language learners before. And I'm not just saying that as some kind of like marketing line, right? Like, it's true. I've not seen anything that is this comprehensive and holistic, right? Where we really consider the whole picture. Most options will focus on either teaching you a specific language or on giving you a very specific one-size-fits-all method to try and shoehorn yourself into. But seeing as we're all unique and we all learn differently, you'll have a problem there. And so there tends to be this focus then on either self-study or personal coaching, right? Because, oh, well, if you struggle with self-study, it must be because you need personal coaching. And actually, the best thing to do is blend them both. So with Language Life, it is that combination of the self-study elements with those personal, really high-touch human coaching elements as well. And this, combined with my experience as a learner and as a teacher, just makes for a unique program for genuinely like healthy language freedom. Because you have what you need. My job is to help you find it and to embody it so you can experience endless joy and success with your languages. And I'm so ready to get you there. I hope that you are too. I would really, really love to see you join Language Life. As you've heard, everything you get plus those bonuses, oh, amazing, amazing. Plus, I mentioned about the updates and the new stuff. We've talked about the question feed. So there's a couple of other things. We have a new prelude lesson, which is all about self-compassion. I taught a free webinar just the other day on this topic, all about self-compassion and kind of introducing that as a concept to consider when it comes to language learning. And because it's such a crucial foundation, I noticed it was this kind of golden thread running through the whole curriculum. I knew we needed to include this new prelude lesson on that topic. So we have a new lesson as well as that 12 module curriculum to really lay some solid foundations. So we have that as well. Plus, we have two new options to join. So I'm very, very excited about this. So previously, Language Life was 12 months. It's been 6 months as well. And there's a reason for that. It's not just a nice sort of, there's 12 modules, it's 12 months. Like, that's nice how that fits in. But also because part of it is I want you to have the time to really take in the curriculum on a, you know, on a time scale that suits you and get that support from me along the way as you put things into practice, right? So we still have that. We still have our annual option, which is 12 months access. But we also have now the fast track option and the lifetime option. So if you've been thinking about joining Language Life in the past, or maybe after listening to this episode, you're thinking, yeah, this sounds what I need and what I want. But you're thinking, 12 months, a year, that's a long time. And you can't really commit to that full length of time. Then the fast track option could be exactly what you're looking for. So really, this is for when you've got that courage and commitment to do it fast. And it allows you to quickly work your way through Language Life in just 3 months. So you get those faster results, but you also get to take away what you learn, put it into practice right away, so you can reach those language heights that you're after with ease. Like I say, equally, we still have the annual option. So when you want those extraordinary results that you know you deserve, for many learners, this will be the right option to join with 12 months access. It gives you the freedom to sustainably develop the new language learning skills along that longer timeline. And like I say, to put things into practice along the way. But equally, we have another new option, which is lifetime. So when you never want to miss out on support, right? You want to be in the room forever, then our new lifetime option means you never have to worry about fitting Language Life in again, because there's no rush to take everything in. You can truly absorb and implement everything at your own pace. You can revisit, and you're always going to be up to date with the latest language learning improvements as updates happen in the future, and as you know, we get future updates and enhancements with Language Life, you'll get all of that too. So yeah, there's three ways to join, and everything that you need to know, all of the different pricing options we have, payment plans available on each, all of those things are available at lindsaydoeslanguages.com/LL. Yeah, looking forward to hearing from you if you have more questions, or to seeing that little email say, woo, you've joined. And I'm very much excited to welcome you into Language Life and to start this revolution, this change for you and for your language learning. So here we go, heading into the future with better language learning at the forefront of it for you. I'm excited. I cannot wait for the changes that are coming. And yeah, I'll speak to you very soon. Like I say, any questions, lindsay@doeslanguages.com. And if you're ready to go, lindsaydoeslanguages.com/LL. Link is in the description as well. And I'll speak to you very soon. Thank you. Bye.